135th Lesson. Arrival in London.
On the train, I managed to relax a little and look at the countryside. It's true what they say. England is beautiful. And green, even in the rain. I started reading my guidebook and looking for addresses of hotels and bed and breakfasts. The door of my compartment suddenly opened and a man in uniform said,
"Tickets, please!"
The first words someone had spoken to me, and I had understood them. I took my courage in both hands and asked, "What time do we arrive in London?"
"We'll be at Charing Cross in about an hour, sir."
I still understood. I was now very excited. I had found the address of a cheap hotel, and I couldn't wait to arrive. Charing Cross is like any big railway station, big, noisy, and crowded. Outside, I found a cab, and gave the driver the address. Driving in London was heaven compared to Paris. Everyone was much more polite and calm, but they were driving on the wrong side of the road. The hotel I had chosen was in Kensington, so I saw quite a lot of London from the cab. At last, we arrived at the hotel. I paid the driver and gave him a tip.